God of our fathers, whose almighty hand. And let us stand now and sing this together. The entire four verses as we open this service of dedication here at Cape May. Thank thee that thou hast brought us to this hour of victory and of triumph. We thank thee for this Memorial Day when we think of our men who laid down their lives for our freedom and for our country. And as we've gathered here now to dedicate these properties which thou hast given us, that we may use them in this great testimony which we have to thy word, and to thyself as the author of liberty, we commit this service into thy hands. Be with all who shall testify and all who shall listen, and may what we do be pleasing to Jesus Christ. We thank thee that 1 year ago we met here, and in like manner we dedicated the Christian Admiral itself, and thou hast blessed that dedication. Thou hast shown thyself to be faithful, and we have moved forward. This is our great praise to thee, for thou hast made all this possible for us. For Christ's sake we ask it. Amen. Now before you be seated, we have the American flag here. Let's turn to it, please, and pledge allegiance to it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have with us today Mr. Fig Springman, baritone voice of the Reformation. And he's going to sing for us in this service now for the first time as a part of the program of the 20th Century Reformation Ministry. I can't express to you how thankful we are that he's here. In fact, I almost felt like saying we're here to dedicate Fig Springman, because he's becoming a part of this ministry with all that God's given us. He has dedicated his talents to the Lord. He began listening to our broadcast each day as it came out of station covering Washington, D.C. He's been in charge of music for the University of Maryland. And after he followed us for a good many weeks, he said, "I'd like to be identified with what Dr. McIntyre and these men are seeking to do in this country." And he came to see me, and he was willing to give up some very valuable connections which he had in order he might be connected with us in this great movement. So he's here with us now to sing. He'll sing several selections through the program this afternoon. But first he shall present a solo and then lead us all in singing "America." I present to you Fig Springman.
Word. I think it's in the key of 3 flats.
Tell me the story of Jesus. set on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Shall we not all stand and take your programs? You have on it America. Let us sing all the stanzas that are printed on this. America, my country, 'tis of thee. And as loud as you can make the piano play over there, please. It's hard to hear it over here. You don't need me to lead you, but let's all sing it. Come on. My
country is a land of liberty, of thee I say.
Come on, let's go. Land where the words that we're singing. Come on with all your hearts now.
Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake and all that grace partake, let locks and
Clayton A. Bancroft, the General Superintendent of the Christian Admiral, dedicated his life here to this ministry, and we'll ask him to extend to all of us a word of welcome to this service of dedication. Mr. Bancroft.
Thank you, Dr. McIntyre. It is indeed a pleasure to see so many folks here again this afternoon, and we certainly do greet you in the name of the Lord and welcome you to this Christian Admiral. We need not welcome you, really, because we know that this is as much a part of you as it is of any of us up here. You have all helped to make this possible. We hope that you are in approval of what has been done and the things that are said here. We know that in this past year, we have had many souls saved here in this auditorium to our back here, to our right. We know also that there has been many famous patriotic speakers here that have been able to tell people and to show people the things that they need to know in regard to the Bible and the Word of God in relation to their patriotism and their love for their country. Now, as you know, we have endeavored and gone forth to build a new auditorium that is to seat 2,000 people. And as we work on that, we pray and we hope in all sincerity that God will enable us to have this thing finished in the time for dedication on July the 4th of this year. It will be a rare miracle if it does happen. But by His grace and with His help, we are certainly going to do our best to have you all back here again on the 4th of July. Now, is there anyone here that thinks they shouldn't come? Just raise your hand right now, and you can be excused right now. But I'm sure that you'll all come back. Bring a friend with you, because we're going to have a much nicer place to set than you're sitting now. You might not have the view, but you will have some nice comfortable chairs, and you'll be inside a nice air-conditioned building with the windows all open. Here we don't have any windows. We wish we could shut them today. But this looks about the same as it did a year ago, Dr. McIntyre. It certainly is a fine sight. Now, again, we tell you that there will be more tours this afternoon through the state's floors, and we invite you to go. But more than that, please don't feel that it's too far a walk just to walk down the street a block and a half to the new houses. We've worked hard on them, and they're in shape. We want everyone to see them. And we know that you will find that God has been real good to us this year in giving us these houses. Again, I want to welcome you. May God bless you and bring you back again.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bancroft. Not only give them a good welcome down here, but you feed them well, and everybody's happy. Now it's our great privilege this afternoon to have with us the gentleman who made the two houses a gift to us, Mr. Henry Clinton Needles, who is the owner of the Lafayette Hotel here in this city. He tells me that his family has had this hotel for 41 years. And it was after the close of the season last year that he came to Mr. Bancroft and asked him if we'd be interested in accepting two houses as a gift. And Mr. Bancroft called me and told me to come down. He had something he wanted to show me, and I came down, he put me in your car, and we drove up to the Lafayette Hotel. And he got out and said, "See those two houses?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well," he says, "they're yours if you want them." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "That's the truth." And so we found out that Mr. Needles did desire to present these houses to us, and in their place he has put up a beautiful Lafayette Inn Motel with some 30 units to it. And we're very happy that Mr. Needles can be with us this afternoon. I'm going to ask him to say a word, and then he'll present the keys to the houses that he gave us to the gentleman who's serving as the secretary of our board of incorporation, Mr. A. Donald Pidgeon. Mr. Needles, we welcome you and we thank you.
Dr. McIntyre, it's with great pleasure that my family and I give you these former Lafayette cottages, because we know the wonderful use that you and your church will put them to. I'm sorry that my mother passed away this fall, cannot be here to share this moment of joy with us. May I wish you the best of luck and God bless you. Here are your keys, sir, to Lafayette Cottages. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Needles, for these keys. We believe that the Lord led you to give us these buildings, and we thank Him for them. And we hope that we'll be able to use them for at least as many years in His work as you used them in connection with the Lafayette Hotel. Thank you, Mr. Needles. Thank you, Mr. Pidgeon. And now we're going to ask that we all stand and take the service of dedication which you have in your hands. We'll read it together. I'll read the statement of declaration, and then we'll repeat responsively the dedicatory service. And in this service of dedication, we have the two houses which have been given to us, the old Tuna Club, and then, of course, these rooms on the Hall of the States. All of it are a part of this great service this afternoon. Dearly beloved, Almighty God, by His works of creation, having given to us the blessings of nature both on land and sea, and who by His blessed providence led our pilgrim fathers to the New World, and who ordained the independence of the United States of America, and the establishment of our constitutional government with its blessings of liberty, and who has made possible in the liberty which we enjoy the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the establishment of Christian churches throughout the land and the raising up in these latter days of a movement which will defend the historic Christian faith and champion the cause of individual liberty, has indeed brought us together this day here in Cape May, New Jersey, for the purpose of dedicating Heritage House, Pilgrim Place, Liberty Lodge, and the Hall of the States in the Christian Advent. We do now, therefore, all of us, gathered in His presence, devote and dedicate these properties in a solemn act for His glory. To the glory of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit,
we dedicate these properties
for the preaching of the Bible, the infallible and inerrant Word of God.
We dedicate these properties
for the winning of lost souls, to whom the Lord shall give faith and grace to receive His Son.
We dedicate these properties
for the extension of the ministry of the gospel in missionary endeavor throughout this land and the nations of the world until Christ's return.
We dedicate these properties
for the defense of freedom on the basis that God is the author of liberty.
We dedicate these properties
for the defense of the Constitution of the United States and the provisions of the Bill of Rights which guarantee our liberties, among which are freedom of speech and the free exercise of religion.
We dedicate these properties
for the exposure of the enemies of our faith and our freedom, including all forms of totalitarianism, both from the right and from the left, especially in this hour of the communist conspiracy.
We dedicate these properties
for the manifestation of Christian cooperation and genuine Christian fellowship.
We dedicate these properties
for the promotion of a 20th century reformation.
We dedicate these properties.
Now together, we therefore, the members of the Corporation of the Christian Beacon Press, the members of the Bible Presbyterian Church of Collinswood, and all associated with the American Council of Christian Churches and the International Council of Christian Churches, together with neighbors and friends, do now dedicate these properties on the Atlantic Ocean in the United States of America, the state of New Jersey, the city of Cape May, to the glory of God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, Mr. Fake Springman will sing for us the Lord's Prayer.
Child in her.
forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
broadcast will now lead us in the dedicatory prayer and will give a word of personal testimony. Dr. Richter.
Let us look to God in prayer. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come before Thee this afternoon with humble hearts, with voices of praise and thanksgiving for Thy infinite goodness and mercy that Thou hast bestowed upon us as a people. And we come especially this afternoon thanking Thee for the work that Thou hast wrought in this place, and that in this service we do dedicate it unto Thy glory and the advancement of Thy cause in the hearts of men all over this nation. We thank Thee for the faith once delivered unto the saints. And we thank Thee for this great nation that was established upon righteous principles. And we thank Thee for its history. And O Lord God, we pray that it may ever be faithful in the discharge of its duties through the servants, the public servants that are elected to their offices. And now, our Father, we thank Thee for such a place as this, where Thy people, Thy citizens, can gather together in praise and thanksgiving unto Thee, and lifting their voices up in praise for what Thou hast done, and standing in defense of our faith and our freedom throughout the length and breadth of this great nation. And so we do dedicate this place and the new houses that have already been mentioned here this afternoon, and the state rooms. We dedicate them to the glory of God, that they may be used in a way that will bring honor and glory to Thy name, and will cause us all to look continually unto Thee for Thy blessings. Thou hast been so good and faithful. And we do thank Thee for Dr. McIntyre, who has heard the call and the summons for this work today, and that he looks unto Thee for guidance, and how Thou hast led by Thy Spirit and directed. And we do praise Thee for this afternoon. Now bless this great crowd. May every heart here be a dedicated heart. And may we all look forward to that time when we shall be gathered together in Thy presence. But until that hour when Thou dost call us together, we will strive, O Father, to honor Thy name and do all in our power to bring glory to it. Bless our nation and use it in these days for the furtherance of Thy truth. For these and all things we ask in the name of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, this is a great occasion. Just a year ago when we were assembled here and dedicated this great Christian Admiral, it was an outstanding event in our lives. And today we repeat that as we come to dedicate these new houses and the state rooms. And we do thank God for the way that He has worked and for the testimony that goes out from this place. I'm sure that I voice the feeling of everyone when I say that we thank God for the 20th century Reformation hour. This broadcast that God has so recently raised up in this land and now is carried on over 600 radio stations throughout this country and in Canada and also around the world. And we do praise God for that. We know that it is the hand of God. And we thank God, I say, for Dr. Carl McIntyre, who believes that Jesus Christ is the only way of life, and he has faith in God. And God has honored the faith of this man and the faith of his people in what we see here today. And so it's a joy to be in your presence and to speak these few words in praise of Almighty God. And may we all determine by His help and His strength that we will do all in our power to stand true to Him and to stand up for our nation as we face great and mighty issues in this hour. May every child of God here be a true patriot. And may every patriot that's here be a true child of God by placing their faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. God bless you all.
Thank you very much, Dr. I'd like to bring you just a brief message from Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and I shall read for you beginning with verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. I've been working closely in recent weeks with the young men of International Christian Youth. I have seen them gather pretty close to 2 million signatures on petitions to have prayer and Bible reading put back in the schools of the United States. I was in a meeting with several of these young men one evening. We were talking, and they were planning the conference which they will have here beginning the 13th of June, the Young People's Leadership Conference. And I heard them say that what they wanted to emphasize was the Word of God, the Bible. And they wanted speakers who would strengthen the faith of the young people in the trustworthiness of the Holy Scripture. And as I talked to these young people, we were talking about this together, one of their number quoted this verse, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word." They didn't know the impression that made on me, but I've carried it with me week after week as I look at these young men, fighting to get the right to pray to God again in the public schools, going down to Washington, gathering petitions, organizing these committees all around the country. And what's the purpose of it? So that young men can get their ways cleansed. And young men can establish themselves in this country, that their lives may count in the battle for freedom and for the Christian faith. We come here this afternoon as those who believe that the Word of God will cleanse the ways of men. And thy Word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. We're dedicating what God has given us, in addition to what He gave us last year, to this great and glorious cause. There is a cause in this 20th century. We believe that God has spoken, that His Word is pure and true and holy. And we believe that the light which we have in this nation came to us out of the Word of God. Consequently, as Dr. Richter just mentioned, we see the closest relationship between faith in God and patriotism. And on a memorial day such as this, when we think of the young men who died for our country, we think of young men who believed in God and served their country. And all that we're doing here in the United States of America, and all that the Christian Admiral represents to us, is our allegiance to the Word of God, and our confidence that the Word of God will give unto us the righteousness which this nation must have. I'm amazed in the presence of what God has done for us. I intended to look up, but I didn't check on it, just how many stations we had a year ago. But I know that we've added at least 150 stations to the network of the 20th Century Reformation Hour since we were here 1 year ago. And all over the land, there's an awakening, there's a resurgence. It's based upon spiritual principles, upon love of God, and upon a desire to preserve this country in its glorious concepts of individual liberty. Now we're dedicating today these houses. They're going to be used for years to come until the Lord comes. And I hope you've all been down to see them. We've had just a regular parade of people in there this morning. But we're dedicating the whole of the stage. And on the third floor, we set aside these rooms. And we asked the different states to take a room. Some 25 states have come forward and accepted this invitation and are proceeding to furnish, to equip, to put the little things about the room that are suggestive of their state. And we're doing this because we believe in the United States. We are a federal union of states. We have states' rights. We have the 9th and the 10th Amendment, which reserve to the individuals, to the states, all these things not specifically delegated to the federal government. And we're concerned about these issues because we see the tremendous encroachment that's being made upon our liberties from a centralized, growing bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. And it affects our religious life. It affects our churches. It affects our missionary activities. It affects everything that we're seeking to do as a free people. Consequently, from the platform of the Bible, consequently from a platform in which we're seeking to exalt the glorious message of redemption and grace, we also speak in behalf of freedom, and we speak in behalf of the sovereignty and the independence of this republic. This is what we stand for. My, as you're going through these rooms, as those of you have today, I was up on the third floor a few minutes ago, and there's quite a people just milling around, and you'd say, oh, Dr. McIntyre, isn't it wonderful? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful. We have some ideals, we have some standards, we have some dreams, and we want these children about us to catch something of the vision and something of the standard and something of the willingness to work. I mean work, and then sacrifice in order that we might preserve a republic and have the kind of liberty that our fathers gave to us. Beloved, this land of ours needs to turn back to her God of our fathers, needs to hear again that blessed and glorious text, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son,
Amen.
That whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Christian Admiral, all that we are dedicating today, will be used in the blessed providences of God to turn many to righteousness. And the Bible says, "They that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the brightness of the stars,
forever and ever. We work and we labor, we dream and we pray in the light of eternity. And may God be merciful to us and preserve this Christian animal and use it throughout the entire Christian world. Thank you very much. Craig Springman will now sing for us again. Message and song. Then we're going to hear testimonies from the staterooms, and then other testimonies from those who are with us. Faye, God bless you, what you have done to this place already. And after you're singing week after week, and when we get our new auditorium, we'll see 2,000 people. I think that even that won't be big enough to hold your voice. God bless you.
I want to sing this great old hymn, Faith of Our Fathers. And I'll tell you why I chose it. I just went over and changed it from one other hymn. Well, we're talking about putting the Bible back in school where it should be. As a professor at the University of Maryland, I strongly stand for this. I've made my stand already on the radio at my church back in Washington over the air as a professor and put my job on the line, so we see what happens from there. My folks on my mother's side came to this country in 1649. They were French Huguenots. And the story is still told in my family that they had to take the Bible and sew it in the penny point, I think you ladies call it, of the seat of a rocking chair to get the Bible over to this country. And you mean that my little boy sitting there, Franz, and Noel on the other side of her, that I'm not going to have the Bible in the public schools or in the universities where I work? Why, I couldn't stand for that. I'm going to sing for you then, with that spirit in my mind, this great old hymn, Faith of Our Fathers.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts leap high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Fathers chained in prisons dark were still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's fate if they like them could die for thee. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you. I will ask the ladies and those who are going to take part in the testimony from the various states, the state of Connecticut, the state of Virginia, the state of Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, the state of New York, if they'll please come up to the platform where we are so we can introduce you and let you have a word of testimony. I want to also express my thanks to radio station WLDB of Atlantic City, 1490 on your dial, which is carrying this service as a public service to all of our people in this area. In fact, we are getting to where we call WLDB the Christian Admiral Station almost. They've been so good to us, and they carry our service every morning at 7:30. We have the Christian Admiral Hour at 12:30. And then every evening at 11 o'clock, they rebroadcast the 7:30 program in the morning. Then I'm thankful to station WVCH of Chester, 7:40 on the dial, Mr. Jim Tisdale, the owner-operator, for for making this service possible to our many, many friends that we've had for so many years as a public service. We thank both of these radio stations for this service this afternoon. All right, will you, representatives of the states, Mr. E.K. Pope, would you step here, please, first? Here's a good gentleman from the state of Connecticut who took the responsibility of fixing up the Connecticut room. And Mr. Post, we want to thank you for what you did for the state of Connecticut and also for us.
Thank you, Dr. McIntyre. I suppose the reason that I was asked to say a few words in regard to the Connecticut room is over 85 years ago, I was born a Connecticut Yankee. Now, in regard to the room, as you might expect, it is furnished in colonial style. And on the wall there hangs a picture painted by a well-known artist. It shows a branch of laurel, which is a state flower. On this branch is a bird, which is a state bird, and in the background is the Capitol, and that pretty well describes Connecticut, as well as an outline of the state on the border. I might add that we could refer to Connecticut as the nutmeg state, but I think we better not go into that too much, because, as you know, a few Yankees up there made a lot of wooden nutmegs, and they came down to New Jersey and sold them to the people in New Jersey. Well, I never did believe that story. You may believe it or not. Now, in regard to the room, I would now say that I am pleased to present that at this time to the Admiral Hotel, and hope all that occupy it will enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Post. We're not going to be able to hear from every state we'd like to, of course. But I think maybe we better, since we just heard from a Yankee, we better go down to Virginia and balance this thing out just a little. So I'm calling on Miss Billy Clark of Richmond. She'll say a word about, well, you talk about Virginia.
It was a year ago today that Dr. McIntyre and I went up on the third floor and picked out the room that was to be the Virginia room. And Mrs. Taylor was with me, and we decided to go back to Richmond and get a committee. But the Lord took Mrs. Taylor home, so it left me to form the committee. So I found out the way to form a committee was to get them all up here. So I got them all up here last August. I brought the whole committee, and we came up and looked the place over, and I've had to hold them down ever since. They were so enthused about it. They had to have this, and they had to have that. They had to have the other thing. We went up to Lynchburg, and we got Mr. Norman Tuck, who is a furniture reproducer, and he reproduced every piece of furniture in our room. We have a Sheraton bed. We have a Queen Anne table, we have a Winthrop desk, we have an old Virginia sofa. And I want to thank the committee, each one of them, for the way that they've worked. And I particularly want to remember Mr. and Mrs. Davis that are not with us today. They are taking a trip around the world. They thought they'd better do it while they're young. They're 80 years old. And the pictures on the wall were in Mr. Davis's office. He is a paint manufacturer in Lynchburg. And he took these pictures off his wall and put them up here so that everyone could enjoy them like he has enjoyed them. The picture of the dogwood with the redbird was painted for us by an 80-year-old woman. She started the first one, and it didn't suit her, so she started another one. And the second one, she got sick, and she was afraid she wouldn't live long enough to paint it. We have the picture, and it is beautiful, and I want all of you to come up to see it. And Dr. McIntyre, on behalf of the committee and the state of Virginia, I want to give you this little token of the history land in Virginia that will go in our room, and the people that will come will look and see that we have a history in the past, and we have Senator Byrd,
senators, are you? Well, all right. Will here from the state of Pennsylvania now. Mrs. Sarah Uzel representing the wonderful committee out on the main line. In fact, they got their room finished first. And it's been a challenge to all these other rooms that everybody was just going to beat Pennsylvania. Well, Mrs. Uzel, we're so happy that you can speak for your state.
Thank you, Dr. McIntyre. We hope that all of you will come up and see our Pennsylvania room. The cradle of liberty is at Independence Hall, and that is the foundation of our room. That's what our room is based on. We were the first to decide on a room. We took a suite, and it is all built around the Declaration of Independence. And I hope that all of us will rededicate ourselves the same way that the 56 men did who signed that Declaration of Independence.
Thank you, Mr. Uzel. We want their spirit to be upon us on this great day of memorial. Now, we have the state of New Jersey, and I want Mrs. Mildred Waddell, who's the chairman of the Women's Auxiliary for the entire Christian Admiral, to give us a report on what she did for New Jersey. I don't know, I guess the state that you live in puts a bias on you, but they're all good, I can tell you that. And it's magnificent to see how this state idea has really crystallized in a beautiful emphasis upon our country. Mrs. Waddell.
Well, you know, it's just been wonderful to watch these committees work, and we certainly have a spirit of competition going on. And since the Admiral was in New Jersey, we felt that the New Jersey suite should be the best. But I'm sure that each person that have their states represented here feel that their suite is the best. But we just love the New Jersey suite, and I would like to thank each one that has had a part in helping with the New Jersey suite, and I want you to go up and see it, because it is really beautiful. I don't have anything to offer, Mr. McIntyre, except my services, which I have done very liberally.
Well, Mrs. Waddell, you certainly have. Now, we wish it were possible with every state that has taken a room to be here to speak, especially let their testimony be known as we'd like to have it heard. I'm going to call on Mrs. McIntyre, Mrs. Perry McIntyre, who had charge of the rooms themselves, the overall assignment and the arrangements. And I'd like to have her give you a report just now of what states are having their rooms dedicated this afternoon. Mrs. Perry McIntyre.
When we in Collingswood start to do anything, we try to get as many people as possible to help us, and that's what we've done about these states' rooms. That was one of the ideas that we had in getting all of you folks to help us. And we're delighted with the way everyone has pitched in and helped. Now, we have two plans for furnishing these states' rooms. One of them is that the state could buy our new furniture and use it, put their mementos in, or they could buy their own furniture. And that is what these suites have done and what Connecticut has done. They've bought their own furniture. But we have some other states which are at the point now where we feel that they should deserve this blue ribbon, which we've given them today. And actually, Mr. McIntyre, we have 28 states in which we have committees working. Mr. McIntyre said 25, but we have 28 states in which committees are working. Now then, the ones who are to receive blue ribbons today are California, Connecticut, Georgia, Michigan, Montana, North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Delaware, and New Jersey.
Thank you, Mrs. McIntyre. We're most grateful indeed for all that has been done to bring us thus far. You will see, as many of you have seen, that just to the north of us here, the walls are going up, the door frames are in their places for the new auditorium. This auditorium is going to be a gift to us from one individual. And I just can't get ready for it. I asked for that in the first place, and then we hesitated,
But in the good providence of God, on July the 4th, we will dedicate it, and all the information concerning it will be made known. But we invite everyone to come for that 4th of July meeting. Now, Miss Adelaide Swan of South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, was the one who selected the names for the three houses. And she's with us this afternoon. We'll ask her to stand, please, and let's give her a good hand. She... Now we have representatives from other groups that are associated with us in this movement, particularly the American Council of Christian Churches and International Christian Relief, the work which the broadcast has been able to advance and help in many ways. And I'm going to ask first the Reverend James Shaw, representing International Christian Relief, to bring us a word of greeting and testimony. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Dr. McIntyre. I'm glad to be here today representing International Christian Relief, and to bring you greetings on behalf of the staff of International Christian Relief. As you know, we are a worldwide relief organization bringing help to many peoples around the world. I remember so well last Memorial Day as the hotel was dedicated, and now to be back again this year for the dedication of these new buildings to the glory of God brings me great joy. Dr. McIntyre and the staff, not only of the hotel, but also those working at the 20th Century Reformation Building, deserve to be commended for their work. I believe that God will continually bless those who will launch out in faith, believing in the promises of God. And these buildings are a testimony to the faithfulness of our God. I count it a real joy and a privilege and also a great responsibility to have a part in a continuing battle to preserve those liberties guaranteed to us by the Constitution. Our founding forefathers wrote into the Constitution certain guarantees that we may be free to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience, and that the gospel of Christ may continue to be freely preached among us. I pray God that His blessing may continue to rest upon us, each and every one. Thank you.
Now we shall have a word from Dr. Raymond Hamilton, former president of the American Council of Christian Churches, serving as American secretary here for the ICC.
Thank you, Dr. McIntyre. I think the fact that so many friends are here today, these hundreds of friends who've gathered upon this occasion, is a united testimony to you and praise to God for His faithfulness in providing this place as an oasis, as a place of refreshing in the midst of a busy, hurried world, whereby we can draw apart with the Lord Jesus Christ and have sweet and precious fellowship together. I'm looking and longing for the day when the American Council can hold their annual meeting here, and a little further yet, Dr. McIntyre, when we can have the International Council of Christian Churches with representatives from around the world to come and share in the blessings that God has provided through this wonderful place. May God continue to prosper it and keep it in the years ahead.
Thank you. Now I'd like to recognize the members of the Women's Auxiliary. And also I want to recognize Mr. Wilbert Waddell, who is the contractor for our new auditorium, and he's rendering his services to us as unto the Lord. The ladies of the Women's Auxiliary, including Mrs. Waddell and Mrs. McIntyre, are Mrs. Mary Carl, Mrs. Mary Dell Fraser, and Mrs. Grace Bancroft. Let's give them all a good hand. It is more blessed to give. The ladies in the Virginia room said to me, Dr. McIntyre, we've never gotten so much pleasure out of anything. They were giving and giving and giving, and I found out they said that last night they had $50 left over, so they even went down in Cape May and bought a stand, I think it was, and got some extra flowers to put it in the room to give it the last touch for us all. Now let's stand, please, and sing America the Beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. And Fakes Brinkman will lead us because we have the spacious skies before us here, and what a blessed service it has been.
And we have a wonderful Christian patriot that makes me think of the last stanza. Let us sing the first and the last stanza, because it speaks of beautiful patriot dream. And I think of Dr. McIntyre when I think of this particular stanza. So the first and last stanza, please.
Several hundreds here today. I'm sure we've had well over 1,000 that have been here. In fact, I'm sure it's been considerably more than that. But it's been a marvelous day, and God's been good to us. Now I want you to give. Now, if you want to give me a house, I'll take it. If you'd like to give me anything else, I'd take it. The other day, Mr. Bancroft came and said, "You see that old lookout that they have down there, that World War I lookout? The government built it to spot the submarines, the German submarines, as they came around the curve here to go up to Philadelphia." He said, "Yes." He says, "The man down there is going to build a motel, and he came and asked me if we wanted it." I think everybody knows we're in the receiving business. And we'll take anything you want to give us. If it really wasn't any good, we'll throw it away, but we'll take it. But I want to tell you, folks, we are in the great task of building by the gifts of the Lord's people. We're not running any commercial activities. We believe that the Lord's work must be promoted by the love gifts. And we're not going out to the world and the apostates and asking them to support us. We're asking for the gifts of people who believe like we believe and want what they give to be dedicated in this great struggle for our freedom and for our faith. Now, God's doing great things for us. In fact, I've gotten to the place where I can expect God to do most anything. And if somebody comes around and offers me $1 million, I'm not going to be surprised. That's the truth. I'm not going to be surprised. God Almighty will do anything. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And it's our faith and our firm belief that His word is settled in heaven. That's brought us to where we are right now. And everything that we do is to the end that men may be saved and born again. And if you don't know you've been born again, this is the place to find it out. This is the place where you can come to know the assurance of your salvation and find your faith in the Son of God. So the offering that we take just now, where are the ushers? Here they are. Would you come forward, please, gentlemen, if you can get through this crowd. I don't know whether you can or not. That's good. Then maybe we can have a special number. I was going to ask Mr. Fagman to sing, but I don't.